With the Q106.5 Regional News, I'm Cindy Campbell. Mangay Mordens rescued a 78-year-old Cutler man after he fell through the ice into a bog during a sleet storm. Officials say Pete Taylor was looking for moose antlers near Cocoa Mountain Sunday morning when wardens found him at around 8 o'clock that night. He was hypothermic, but otherwise okay. A kidnapping in the Target parking lot in Bangor has police reassuring the public that this was not part of a larger human trafficking operation. As a matter of fact, the victim and the man who pushed her into a van knew each other and had actually arrived at the store together before something happened. Officials say abductions for human trafficking don't typically occur in Bangor and would never happen in a busy parking lot. The Penobscot County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help locating a missing 17-year-old girl. Family members say Crystal Bursey of Howland left Saturday on a walk to Enfield and hasn't been seen since. Anyone with information about her whereabouts is asked to contact the Sheriff's Department. Washington County Community College will offer 3 aquaculture courses for free in partnership with several industry agencies. The courses will start in the spring 2023 semester. Find more information at wccc.me.edu. The results of Maine's Hire a Vet campaign exceeded its goal this year. With an aim to find 100 veterans, 100 jobs, and 100 days, the annual event ended up matching 186 veterans with employers. The average pay grade for these veterans is more than $33 per hour. And a 13-year-old from Cumberland, Maine, has broken the Guinness World Record for completing a complicated Lego set in the fastest time. Cooper Wright had to put together the 11,695-piece Lego map in under 12 hours to break the record. He ended up getting it all done in 9 hours, 14 minutes, and 49 seconds. Find more news on demand anytime at Q1065.fm and on the Q106.5 app.